Hello, podcast listeners. We know podcasts are a great way to catch up on a program that you may have missed on KSJE, and it's provided as a free service of this radio station. But you know, KSJE is now listener-supported, and so while you enjoy this podcast, we hope that you'll also take some time to join KSJE. Become a member today. It's quite easy to do. Just go to our website at ksje.com/support and pick the level of support that best matches your budget. Thanks again for listening. Here's your podcast.
We have a 911. On robbery in progress. See surplus store corner People's Drive on 24th Street.
And welcome back to the Cop Shop with FPD. I'm Chief Steve Hebby, and with me as always, the able, the talkative, Nicole Brown.
Hello. Good morning. How are you?
I've missed you the last couple of sessions. I think I've been out of town, and you've been flying it by yourself.
I've been living it up with my other co-hosts.
I had to come back. I was afraid I wasn't going to be needed anymore. So.
Oh, no. You'll always be needed.
Well, today we have a guest with us.
We do. We have Mr. Dave Daly. He's with Three Rivers.
Hey. Good afternoon, everybody.
Are you Dave?
I'm great. You?
Good. And you are not a novice to this radio thing. You've been on a few times, but this is a
couple of times. Yeah.
This is High Zoot. Now we're in the Super Deluxe new.
Yeah, I like this studio. It's
with the Facebook Live, so people are watching you even as we speak.
Yeah. Yay.
Which is good.
I always forget to warn people.
I didn't know that.
You're going to be on Facebook Live. It's going to be. Going to be high speed.
It's all good.
I'm trying to get myself up on the Facebook Live, but I can't get it.
That's okay. We got a watch party going on the department.
Do you?
Facebook, yeah.
Can I share off of that?
I don't know. I think you can join it if you want to join it.
I don't want to join it.
You're here.
I'm here.
It's a party. It's a watch party.
It is a watch party. So, oh, there I am. All right. I see it. Now I can share.
You
go.
You got it? Figured out?
I'm all figured out.
All right. So while you're figuring that out, we want to remind everybody that we are hiring. FPD is hiring. We have testing tomorrow.
For PIO?
No.
Oh.
Position's taken.
Oh. Sometimes I forget that.
For now.
A little bit. Yeah.
No, but we are hiring tomorrow for community service officers and police officers. And we're doing the testing. You have to have applied online. Go to fmtn.org under job opportunities. You can apply. And then come on down to Heights Middle School. I think they start at 8 a.m. And they'll do the physical testing and the written test. Knock that out right there in one day.
So if you've thought anything about it, you know, now is a great time to dive in. And we have a few slots open. We're not hiring 50 people, but we are hiring a couple. And come on down and take the test and at least see if you've got what it takes.
Yeah, law enforcement is a great career. The retirement's excellent, benefits are excellent, and then just in general, you're contributing to your community every single day. You're making an impact in people's lives, and it is super rewarding in that sense.
It is. And unfortunately, here the last couple of days, we've had some instances that show the importance of policing, and here we're going to try and share a picture, which is up on KSJE's website right now, to help the sheriff's office find a missing woman.
Yes. This is Sasha. She was last seen last week. I don't know the exact date. I think like the 18th, I think, was when it was. But she was part of the Mennonite community here locally, and the sheriff's office is actively searching for her and investigating this. And we also want to make sure that everyone's aware that the sheriff's office is kind of the official source for any updates or news on this case. They're going to have the most up-to-date information. Or, you know, if anybody else is out sharing stuff on Facebook, you're not sure if that's going to be accurate. If you want the accurate information, go to the sheriff's office website, follow them, or you can just follow their posts. You don't have to necessarily follow them if you don't want to, but if you want to keep track on this case, you can follow the post. But I recommend following them. They're they're going to update it and keep you in the loop. And of course, we'll share it if you want to, if you're already following us. And
there was some misinformation put out. There was a flyer with FPD's phone number. Mm-hmm. We certainly pass any information that we get along to the sheriff's office. We are cooperating. But this one is concerning to the sheriff's office, and from what we know about it, it is concerning.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So be sure that, you know, you can absolutely call us and we'll pass information on, but the most direct way to do it is through the sheriff's office, and their number is 334-6107, and I believe Detective Strang is the detective that is in charge of this case. So
we are worried about Sasha, and we're hoping that somebody out there can help us figure out what has happened and where she's gone.
Exactly, yes.
So the other events that we've had here, which is why we have our guest with us, is we've started construction downtown. Yes. And with that comes, you know, a twink or two of perhaps some issues. And so we're here to... First of all, we're here to talk about some of what's going on down there, and then secondly, let you know those businesses are open. I was down this morning at Peach's Neat Feet Hustle Kindness store. They're open for business, both online and in their store, but it was extremely easy to get to. There is plenty of parking down there just off of the main street, and I walked right to the store. It was no issue. So, you know, we're here to support our local businesses as we're going through really a remarkable renovation that we've got going on downtown. This is phase one of it, and so one of the businesses that's most impacted at the moment in this section is Three Rivers Brewery. And so here to kind of talk about, we're still open for business, is their general manager.
So, hi, everybody. Again, yeah, there is plenty of parking. We're so excited about when this project is complete. We're just really excited about that piece. Getting through it there's some speed bumps, but it's nice to see the community support. I know the Hustle Kindness store put out something that if you eat at one of the restaurants downtown, they'd give you a discount if you show their receipt. And
I just saw that before.
Yeah, and it's cool, and we're all looking. The businesses downtown are looking at different ways to come together. I know Parks and Rec, Shauna Reeves has been really helpful in just establishing sort of a baseline for us to work off of and be able to do different things and share ideas. I know Three Rivers, we've got. We're trying to do as many events as possible. Saturday nights we're doing trivia, which is a lot of fun.
Oh,
and it's
awesome.
In our Brewstillery lounge. And yeah, just, you know, the parking, though people like to park where they're used to parking, it seems as though you can't get there from here, but actually it's not that tough. And there's lots of parking. The city has added more parking spaces right next to the Three Rivers restaurant, and they've been really great. Mr. Seifer, David Seifer, has been just working with us on getting more parking and all of the things. So that's a lot of fun, and it's cool to see that we do live in a community that is so involved and will help with
yeah,
this.
Yeah, for sure. I have to be honest, like I love to go downtown and I love all the restaurants and I go to the Brewstillery and that kind of stuff, and I never parked on Main. I've always parked like on the side streets,
right.
Or you know, and so it's funny to me that, like, you don't have to park on Main Street. There's always been other parking. That's the parking you have to use downtown.
Right. Well, and something I've seen that you folks have done is the police presence has probably quadrupled since this project, and I really appreciate that. But and people, there's a perception that I've noticed with parking off of Broadway versus north of Main, and it's, to me, it's the same place, but it feels as though there's more creepy crawlies on that side of of Broadway, but I can tell you just based on my experience, and I'll walk people, and you know, we'll do whatever it takes to keep people safe. But you guys have really stepped up the presence, and I've been able to get to visit with some of the officers that are downtown, and just great people. And that's why I love Farmington.
Well, and we do have a pretty good presence both with our officers and with our new park ranger unit that started this past summer. And so I hope that people are seeing it. I'm glad that you're seeing it. We do have a heavy presence, and we are focusing on that, area south of Main Street around your business and some of the other businesses there and the parking lots that people are utilizing. And like I said, I was just down there this morning and, parked out there. I was parked on the north side because Hustle Kindness is on the north side. But it was very easy to get into those businesses. So, but you guys have some other draws to you. You've really expanded your business over the past couple of years, and you mentioned a little about the Brew Stillery, but you've got a bunch of different stuff going on.
We do. We have all sorts of stuff. And in fact, I brought you guys a present from our pizzeria about, I don't know, 15 years ago. So we do keto. We're a keto-friendly business. And since I know that you guys are always getting inundated by donuts and donut jokes,
yes.
I wanted to bring a keto pizza.
That's really sweet. So,
I've been keto Atkins, this is going to help me.
This is gluten-free, and I know what the second rule of radio is: never eat on air. So I want you guys to eat this on air, and I'll just take it over.
It's yours, baby.
Yeah.
But we do, our restaurants, we've got four businesses, and things are just awesome downtown. We've got the oldest, which was established in 1997, which is the Brewery Restaurant. And now that's sort of become just an amazing eatery. Mm-hmm. Where we don't really have cans of anything that open. Everything is as fresh as we possibly can. We really work on the efficiencies of our kitchen and our staff. If you guys have eaten there, you know that our staff is top notch in all of the businesses, and we're really grateful for those people, and that's why we're taking this so serious. Is we don't want to lose anybody throughout this process. We do have 90 employees, and so it's important to keep them employed throughout the process.
Which is a good, that's a good thing to remember, is local businesses employ local.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You and I talked a little bit before you went on air, but you're a Farmington kid and have been here for quite a while. And
my whole life.
And now employed here and employing people here. And so, mm-hmm. So us getting out and supporting our local businesses during these times keeps our neighbors working.
Right.
Which is keeps Farmington healthy.
Mm-hmm. Right. Yeah, and so moving from the restaurant, we've got the pizzeria, which is about, I'd say, 12 to 15 years old. And that's a fun for the whole family kind of establishment. We've got arcade-style games, and that's a lot of fun as well. And so we've been pushing to get our quesadilla back in the restaurant, and what our kitchen manager decided to do is make a pizzadilla. So that's new to the menu, and then we also have a baked pierogi that's new to the menu. We're always changing things in all of the restaurants, and everybody should come down and check out the menus, because if you haven't had a pierogi, it's a fun thing to eat. And
yeah, for sure.
It's like a doughy potato, basically. It's like mashed potatoes.
Now that doesn't really sound keto-ish.
That's not, but this is. Here, you're supposed to be eating this.
Oh, I'm supposed to be.
Yeah, he's going to take over.
Because that would stop me from commenting on the non-keto, doughy mashed potato.
Right. Oh, gotcha. We do have keto.
You are a salesman, I'll tell you that. You're very good.
So, and then about 3 years ago, next to the pizzeria, we decided to open up a local distillery, which we distill our own spirits. And so the cool, this is only for people who are 21 of age or older.
Very good.
And it is a classy business. It's the staff is just unbelievable. We have our own chef for that part. You can order the pizza off of the pizza menu there, as well as we have our own different dishes such as ramens and
So I go on Mondays with a couple of friends because you guys have $2 sliders on Mondays. And I have to say, the sliders are pretty amazing. If you haven't had them, go check them out. Yeah, they're super good.
They're good stuff.
I wondered why you disappeared on Monday. on Monday, about four. Yeah.
So, and the unique piece about the Brewstillery Lounge is when Construction Supply went out of business, we went in and took apart piece by piece a lot of that building. And so we repurposed. John Silva, who's the owner, is really big on repurposing and recycling. And so if you haven't been down, it's really cool to see the way that his mind works with designing. And so the roof of the old Construction Supply building is on the walls of the lounge, and the seats, which are ammo boxes, which were originally repurposed from Wars to hold their plumbing supplies and construction supply, are now our seats. So and we have a lot of other unique pieces in that lounge, which all listeners should just come down and see, but it's really unique to the area, and it's a really cool place, and Farmington is lucky to have it.
Well, very good. So we've got, you know, we've gone through the last couple of weeks of football playoffs, and I would assume you guys are getting ready for the Super Bowl.
Yes.
And are you guys planning anything major for the Super Bowl?
Not that I'm aware of, but things always change, and we are open to anybody who wants to come down. We do, you know, we'll probably have the games on. The business I haven't talked about is the Game and Tap Room. And that's a fun, we've got pool tables in there and some shuffleboard, and just a, it's just a really fun place to hang out.
You have shuffleboard.
Yeah.
Oh, that's a good. I used to be good in shuffleboard back in the day. Yeah. Maybe we'll have to get.
Yeah. Come on down.
Down there and
come
have a shuffleboard contest.
Have a little contest.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun. So in each one of the businesses, when it comes to football games and stuff, the pizzerias. We usually do like dollar wings for the that sort of thing.
Sure. And
I don't know as far as what kind of specials, but I'm sure we'll do something. We've always got something.
You guys do have really great chefs, cooks. Mm-hmm. It's always really good.
Yeah, and I never know. We just kind of let them go, and there's different daily specials, and you know, I just wait and see, and it's awesome.
So how long have you been back working with Three Rivers?
So full time this time around has been since November.
Okay.
And
you're liking the experience of being back there, and
it's cool. Yeah, this capacity is a whole different world. But I feel blessed and really capable and able, and it's a neat thing. I think it's a good fit for everybody involved.
Well, very good. And it's a difficult time for the downtown businesses, but that's more in, you know, in perception than reality. You know, like you said, there is plenty of parking around there. And how has your business been, especially in the evenings?
So lunches have really taken the biggest toll. And now that the first couple of weeks were a lot worse than what we had projected. Which is scary, but now I think there's sort of a paradigm shift that people are starting to realize that it's not that difficult to find. So I'm hopeful. I sit hopeful today that business is just going to be, you know, if nothing, even maybe better than what it was, mm-hmm. you know, last January.
So that's one of the reasons we wanted to have you, and we're gonna bring in some other businesses mm-hmm. as we go through this construction project and highlight all the good stuff that is going on downtown. I think just in general, people hear of the construction, and yeah, you know, you have construction on 20th, and you stay away from it, and so you hear construction downtown, and you wind up staying away from it. But actually, you know, the city has worked hard to minimize the impact. It is just on Main Street, but there's plenty of and Scott's got all the maps for you right now up on the website, But there is plenty of parking around there, and those businesses are still down there and hanging. And at the end of it, I think it's going to be a spectacular improvement for Farmington and kind of put us on the map. But we got to get through to that. And so, you know, come on down and support your local businesses. I think that's going to be our theme here over the next year on, mm-hmm. on this radio show as we highlight some of the good people that are down there working and employing folks. 90 people. I did not realize that you guys had that
it's
many.
It's a lot.
That's great.
And there, I mean, everybody listening to this, these are your neighbors and your friends. And it's important to just support who we are. And it's cool. I mean, everybody has a life that's worth living.
Definitely. Well, and that's when I go into places, I want to see people that I know, you mm-hmm. know, and have that local exchange. And the only way to make it through this kind of stuff is together. Mm-hmm. You know, nobody survives it alone. You got to do it together. So
yeah,
it's good to know that you guys are really banding together through it all.
We really appreciate, you know, all of your work that you guys have done for us. And, you know, and I know you don't hear it often, but thank you very much for all of the efforts that you all are doing.
Well, thank you. You know, I think our employees downtown are real approachable and are trying to help folks feel safe down there, mm-hmm. and want to be part of the downtown business resurgence that I think we're looking for over the next few years. So we're proud to play a part in it. You know, I've got a suggestion for you as we are dealing with the Super Bowl. You know, I think it's all exciting that there's two teams that get to be in the Super Bowl and all their fans. But there's guys like Scott and I, you know, that have sweated all season for our team, and we're out. And so these losers that get to go and celebrate, they're having fun. Well, charge them full price. But I think you give a discount for playoff losers.
What about the Bears fans?
Oh my God. That would have been a ban. I would not have had you on the show had I known you were a Bears fan. So that is...
Way to hold that to
me. Wow. So I had to go to Hustle Kindness, and Peaches is wearing her Cubs hat, which is, of course, sinful. And now you're a Bears fan.
I'm just saying.
Well, I'd charge you double price. Honestly, I would.
But I could take your pizza away.
Yeah. Well, I don't trust it now. I'll tell you that. Yeah, that took an ugly turn. So this got to be a little more lively show than I was anticipating initially.
Yeah, why don't you guys come down?
A minute left.
Well, so how did you get to be a Bears fan?
So back in the Super Bowl shuffle days.
Oh yeah.
I actually learned my mathematical facts based on that team from the late 80s.
Yeah, 85.
And when they were good.
Yeah, there was a year.
I just, there was a year, and we'll take it. Yeah. I just fell in love with them back in the fridge days, and, you know, nine times eight.
Boy.
Well, way to stay loyal.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, way to stay loyal. Well, I'll bring you a Packers jersey when I come down to visit you.
Yeah, no, you can keep it.
Well, apparently we have a standoff here when it comes to helping businesses. Well, we're down to our last minute. We urge you to follow the Sheriff's page. Let's help find... and that's not the only missing person. We've had some on our Facebook pages, too.
We have.
Please stay tuned to those, to that information. Please spend a little time, go down and visit with Dave and Three Rivers Brewery and support the businesses down there. And we'll sign off with, I know Nicole wants to do the Packer fight song. Go ahead, Nicole.
Go Packers.
Thank you. We'll see you on the next episode of The Cop Shop with FPD.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Did you enjoy that podcast? We hope that you did. And if you did, share it with your friends. And if you really want to keep podcasts like this coming, please support KSJE. You can do it easily online at ksje.com.